Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing, John?
Good. So do you have your trajectory in front of you?
I do, yes. Certainly the publication of Language Instinct was a turning point for me. And I can see the steepest segment in my curve begins in 1995. And given that there is at least a one-year lag between reading a book, citing it in one's own book, and that book coming out, it's not surprising that that's where the inflection point appears. But yeah, that's when people started recognizing me on the street, when I started to get an avalanche of unsolicited mail from strangers. It certainly was unexpected, and a number of my colleagues told me that the lifespan of a typical nonfiction book in the bookstores is 6 weeks. And so my expectation was that if I lasted in the bookstores for 6 weeks, I'd be satisfied. So, and I fully expected just to go back to work as a full-time experimental psychologist afterwards. It did take me by surprise, not just how much mail and I received, but the invitations to wider forums like publishing in newspapers and magazines and appearing in conferences. I mean, for someone like me, well, I have a restless spirit, and I can't study the same problem for decade after decade. The opportunity to explore new fields and a wider range of interests was a godsend for me. There are always trade-offs in life, and so I'm not cranking as many publications on a focused topic as I used to, but nor have I given it up altogether, which I would never want to do. I've changed the diet, so I have fewer graduate students, fewer grants, churn out fewer peer-reviewed journals every year, but I haven't let any of those activities go down to zero. And you will correlate this with number of hits on number of blue hits for the entire web, because that's another measure of fame, which may correlate better with fame measured by just polling people. Even if you gave them a list and asked a question like, "Have you heard of this person?"
And of course, you can also do face recognition, which
yes, that's
that. Time effect. More recent people probably are more recognizable simply because there are more photographs of them.
Also people with good hair, like Einstein.
And you.
Exactly.
I've always wondered how much of your fame is hair, some fraction of it.
Yeah, I hope so. Keep my current hairstyle.
What is the name of the Blink author?
Gladwell. Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah, Gladwell is definitely riding some Millie Darwins of hair.
Well, it's another measure you could look at. You could look at get some rating of goodness of hair and correlate.
So anyway, clearly lots of work to be done.